Communications with the spacecraft have been perfect. Here is Bruce Hall. He's with Charles Smith. He's a 130-year-old former slave who came to this country 118 years ago. He's here for the launch of Apollo 17. Bruce Hall, come in.
We have here among the VIPs one very unusual man. He's at least 130 years old. His name is Charles Smith. And do you believe it really happened? You said they would never go to the moon.
No, they ain't going there. I tell them that. They nobody gonna believe it. No, ain't nobody going to the moon. No. What are they gonna stop up there? What are they gonna hold that plane up in the air? What are they gonna hold it up there? The moon ain't gonna hold it.
Oh, they've been before.
There's a bunch of money. Oh, of course, I don't blame them for getting it. Just like when the first man killed the president, the first president ever was killed. Guitar killed Garfield. There's something he had him. I brought him back. Said, bring him dead alive. I got him.
They brought back rocks last time when they made a trip to the moon. Do you believe that?
No. No, ain't nobody been there.
You don't believe they've been to the moon?
No, no. Ain't nobody been there no moon.
Well, Walter, that's the view of a 130-year-old man. Now back to you.
Well, Bruce, Charlie Smith is not the only fellow who doesn't believe that man has gone to the moon. It's not as ridiculous a thought as you might think, or any of us might think. Seems a little bit odd now, but I've talked to a lot of people around the world, and some rather intelligent ones who somehow or other just cannot accept the fact and believe that man really hasn't done it, that somehow or other it's a big hoax. I've found them many places. I don't know, maybe you have as well, Wally. And it really isn't anything that unusual. Right at this moment, we're about to get the word.